everybody worldwide. And special salutations to all of my kings, queens, and always to my beautiful army in between. Welcome back to the Sugar Service. It looks like you're still stuck with me, y'all. And thankfully, I'm still your host. Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother, we finna get right on this juicy Friday night. So for those joining us for the very first time, this is my opportunity to describe the vibes. This is a safe space where we share words of encouragement if you're feeling the blues, tap in with some kind of news because we all know this world never has a clue. And of course, somebody major's gonna stop by because y'all all know Sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. You guys, I am way too excited for today's guest. The great, great, great Patrick Sandberg will be joining the service today. And if I were you, I would stay glued to my seat just like my weave is glued to my head. But before we can get into any of that, let's clear our hearts and minds because it is time for the Word of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, sweet babies, I hope you're just as ready as I am for the good word that I have for you today. Stop submitting to things that diminish your dreams. I told y'all last week that it takes a system to break a system. But in order to keep that dysfunctional system down, you have to ignore the desire to submit to habits that are pulling you further and further and further away from reaching your full potential and living out your wildest dreams. You have to start removing yourself from the negative and shallow people in your life. You can't do deep business in shallow water. Figure out what you need to focus your energy on and be called to the deep and not the shallow. A lot of us have been groomed to have low expectations, but baby, I am here to let you know something completely different from your normal way of thinking. Please hear me loud and clear when I say this. Ready? Here we go. Think bigger. Your new dreams don't really fit into that old purse, sweet baby. Ashe? Okay. Whew, yes, God. I'm gonna go ahead and receive that word for myself, you heard? Lord knows Sugar needs it. But let's move on to something less exciting real quick. The news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, everybody, let's get right into it. Abbott Elementary has been renewed for a second season, and you know what? They deserve about 45 of those because that is my new favorite show. All right, y'all, this is great news. Jasmine Sullivan will be returning to the stage. I repeat, Jasmine Sullivan is returning to the stage. COVID tried to have her down, but guess what? Mama is back up, and I'm still waiting for somebody to take me to the New York show. How long do I have to wait? All right, y'all, one more thing before I go. I don't know if you heard, but your boy was on The Breakfast Club with Telfar and Gito, and let me tell you something, that show is everything. Like, my favorite part of that show was sitting in front of the legendary gay flag that I always see every time I watch the show. Everything that you thought is true. Charlamagne is the god. DJ Envy is a legend, and Angela Yee is a queen. I love them, and I hope they love me too.
Neighborhood Hall of Fame, presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all, this is the part of the service where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community. Because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. Today's local hero is every musician's favorite pit stop. Well, at least mine's, that is. The legendary gym known as the Guitar Center. This place is considered to be a one-stop shop for all your music instrumental needs. I remember going to Guitar Center for the first time by myself, like without parents, and fell completely in love. This place had everything a little church boy could dream of, from organs to drums to guitars to tambourines, y'all. Guitar Center has always been a place where I can go and play a bunch of instruments that I could not afford at the time. But obviously, the dream was to buy everything, and guess what? I damn sure did. So for always being available when we all needed you the most, Guitar Center, you are our local hero of the week. Play the fuck on. Wow, you guys. Oh my God. I cannot believe who is, you know, zooming in front of me right now. Do you guys like that? I said zooming, but the great, 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 great writer, editor, bitch. Just like great person, great gay, great just like person that I know named Patrick Sandberg. Hey, Patrick. Do you like my intro?
Who's zooming who?
Yeah, exactly. You know, in this day and age, who knows, you know? It's a war on Zoom.
I mean, your endorsement means everything to me.
Well, I'm still waiting on the right endorsement. So if anyone's listening to both of us, please email both of us.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Branding opportunities galore.
Anyway, hey.
Hi.
Welcome to the Sugar Service.
I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm here.
Speaking of endorsements, Spotify gave me a radio show. And I'm really thankful for it. What do you think?
I mean, lucky them.
Wow. That's what I want to say, but I think I'm the lucky one here. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this show is only and strictly for my friends because I kind of don't give a fuck about anyone else. Mm-hmm. And all my friends are really cool and they really are the glue to history.
Wow.
And you include it. And these are all facts. All my friends are actually the glue to history. God forbid I didn't know what I want to do with my life because I would become a historian who just wrote about all of my friends and then, you know, just made a living off of that, which I might still do. So no one take my idea. But this radio show is for my friends to, you know, just like talk because we all like to like and repost, you know, all of us, but no one allows the artist to talk. And you're also an artist, you know. Mm-hmm. You're an artist in a verbal way. You're an artist in a textual way. You know, you're an artist with a response, which is why I love you the most, Patrick. My favorite my favorite thing about Patrick, and I know I should let him talk in a second, but I haven't spoke to him in a while, but my favorite thing about Patrick is that he always has a response. You know.
Ew.
You know, and it, you do. You just have a response.
Am I a reply guy?
Well, yeah, but a reply all guy. And I need reply all guys. You guys matter, you know? Reply all guys matter. You always have an opinion, you know? I love girls like that because, to be honest, everyone also always has an opinion, but you make your opinion known, and I need that. I think like that as well.
Well, you know, I think that what I tend to notice is that, and I'm not trying to insult anybody because, listen, like, I get it. But I think that there's, like, a tendency for people to kind of follow along with whatever is, like, the dominant narrative or orthodoxy, even on a micro level, on a macro level. And sometimes it's wrong. And, like, I don't know. I feel like it's important to be able to destigmatize disagreements. Because I think disagreeing is really critical.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's not like, it doesn't have to be hostile or it doesn't have to be bad. But sometimes I think it's really good to sort of question people's motives and I don't know why they think a certain way. And I grew up always questioning, I guess, authority because I was raised.
Wow, you're so bad.
Yeah. I was raised Catholic, and I went to a strict Catholic school, and I was the only gay kid in the school. And by gay,
you just
I mean,
wanted to be the only gay kid in school. I know. Were you really?
I wasn't. I mean, obviously, I wasn't the only one, but I was like the one that couldn't hide.
You were the one. Yeah. Wow. Right.
I was the one who talked like a Valley girl and was like, right. I was this bitch. Work. I was this. I've been this bitch since I was four. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, you're the one.
So like, you know, and it was actually not like my classmates or the students in the school who bullied me. It was the faculty who got it twisted.
Yeah,
so
they couldn't take.
Yeah. So I was always, and also the church, like, don't get me started on the church, but I was basically sort of like, this is all nonsense. And like, I don't respect these people. And I feel like it affected my whole life because I've always gone through life questioning authority.
Or debating.
Yeah. And kind of poking holes in reality a little, I guess.
Yeah. Well, speaking of reality, you found a medium to like be the greatest bitch you've ever been, I think, which is fashion and art. How did that like happen? Like,
well, you haven't actually seen the world. The world has not seen my true medium yet.
Oh,
but
shit. I love that.
It's coming.
Can you tell us what it is, or should we not know yet?
I'm not allowed.
I want to not know yet.
I'm not allowed to say.
You're not allowed to say. Yeah. This is perfect, you guys. You heard it here first. We're not allowed to know.
I know. It's. I will say this. Like, I'm in the throes. And it is a process, and it is like a little, it takes a while, and I'm learning to love and be patient about the process, but I'm in the midst of like a very much like wildest dreams come true situation.
Wow. I think I know exactly what this means. You're becoming Stephen King. Just say it.
No.
Just
close, but not quite.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm going to get off the subject since we don't want to like tell us what it is yet. And I like waiting.
I'm about to do something with someone who is very much like a hero of mine. So
Say
that. Yeah.
You know who else is a hero of mine?
Who?
My bills that I have to pay. So we'll be right back. I'm going to take a break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
Whew, and we are back. You know, Patrick, you actually are the walking and breathing Diet Prada.
Oh my God.
My hands are up. My hands are up right now.
Fuck you.
What do you mean?
I take that as an extreme insult.
Why?
Because.
Tell me why.
Diet Prada.
I mean, you're obviously greater than Diet Prada, but Diet Prada just always has an opinion with the reference that they can like stand behind, and you actually have that.
I think they're full of shit. I think they're full of shit. I think that they're mean people. I think that they're like cops. I'm not a cop.
That's true. Okay, fine. I take it back, everyone. He's not like Diet Prada.
No, nothing like that.
Fine. But you are a huge person in fashion, I think, especially on the writing side, because a lot of people don't give respect to the people that actually transcribe what people seen. You know, like, people can go to a show and, like, hear a bunch of lies, but thankfully there were people like you who, like, you know, literally said what was seen and more, which helped a lot of people, a lot of friends of ours included. And, one, thank you. And two, did you enjoy doing that?
You know, I think that I really love artists and creative people, and, like, it gives me this sort of euphoria to witness people doing amazing creative, novel, innovative, never been done before type of shit, which, you know, certainly you have done, and so have many of our friends. But also, I've made friends with a lot of people who a lot of my friends, I made friends with them because I love their work. So it's like, I'm sort of like a fan. I'm like the biggest fan. I'm a fanboy of everybody.
We're all a fan of you.
Yeah.
I'm still in an email trying to get you to write my Wikipedia. So if I have to ask you on national Spotify network for you to write my Wikipedia, then I'm going to fucking ask you. But yeah, we agree. I agree with you. Well, you're in a great position. You can't tell us what's next. My last question is always like, what's next? And you can't even say anything because you're being so secretive. But I do have another question.
Okay.
Here we go. I do this thing every week with my friends, which is called the carry of the week. It can be anything that you think is carrying, which I think you think everything is carrying, but it could be something personal. It could be something that you've seen on TV or something that you've seen just rolling through your timeline or something from the past that just like bothers you right now that you think is carrying. But what do you think the carry of the week should be?
Okay, so there's carry. There's the carry of the week. There's the carry of like the century. There's, you know, it's like, I think the goalposts of what is carrying tend to move because the more people who are attempting it, it starts becoming a little bit banal. And so it's like, to truly carry in this day and age takes like an innovative kind of brilliant mastermind. Right.
I completely savings account agree.
And like, you know, I think the carry of the past year has been watching a man who fought and tried and persevered desperately his entire life to become the president of the United States, finally become president, and he has absolutely zero awareness that it's happened, and he doesn't know where he is or what's going on around him. Like, that to me is the carry of the century. And then I think that the carry of the week is, and listen, I know this is a Spotify podcast, and I have a love. I essentially love, and I'm addicted to Spotify, but I am aware.
Patrick, you can say whatever the fuck you want to say on this podcast.
Okay, Kanye West.
Here we go.
Releasing an album on this $200, like, Tamagotchi-ass gadget, gizmo. Uh-huh. I'm going to call it a gizmo. Like, releasing this gizmo is so carrying. It is carrying.
It's carrying.
And
I
like,
have so many.
And when is he not carrying? Like, he truly gives us everything. Like,
Exactly.
His documentary on Netflix is absolutely spectacular. I think everybody should watch
it. The
poetry. People who
I watched it.
If you think you're sick of Kanye, please watch this documentary because we've been through it with this person. And it's like, say what you will, but we are on this ride of life with this person. And it is just a thrill.
Yeah.
I love him.
Wow. Okay, you heard it here first, y'all. Thank you so much for coming to the Sugar Service, Patrick.
Thank you for having me.
We love you.
I love you too.
We can't wait to hear from you and see you again on the big screens because I know that's what's happening. Oh, yeah, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Love you.
Love you too.
Come to the close of another glorious and beautiful Sugar Service. It is my duty to give flowers where they are due because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow, y'all. But just as sure as death and taxes, in this service, we are here to pay our respects to living legends. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are alive and still on this earth to receive and collect every last motherfucking flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we are proud to honor my amazing and talented little brother, Kerwin Frost. Kerwin Frost is an artist from NYC who has truly made a name for himself the last couple of years. From genius projects such as his own film festival to major collaborations with Cash App, Yo Gabba Gabba, Beats by Dre, Adidas, and more, Kerwin continues to break boundaries and continues to make the hood proud. And for that alone, these roses belong to you, my young king. Carry the fuck on. Yes, they, them. I had a great time today on the Sugar Service. Special thanks to my special guest, Patrick Sandberg, for stopping by. Make sure you follow everything that they are doing because you just might be next. You never know. And of course, I can't forget to thank my lovely listeners. Never forget what I tell y'all. Be determined and never defeated. Hope to see all of you next week. Same place, same time. Right here on Spotify.
Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvin and Yasi Saleh. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons, Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Mula Gordon, and Yuno Alubay. Help from Barlow & Sons, head of production, Stephanie Wood. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tapp. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.